It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Literally, at the last moment, the propaganda cable channel, Fox, on Tuesday afternoon agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems $787.5 million to settle a defamation lawsuit that accused the right-wing disinformation channel of pushing false claims that the voting equipment company's machines switched votes from the former guy to President Biden in the 2020 election. The jury had been seated and sworn in. The Delaware Superior Court Judge Eric Davis ruled that Fox could not justify airing false statements about Dominion by claiming they were newsworthy just because Trump had made them, and attorneys were getting ready to begin their opening arguments when a long delay began. It ended hours later with the announcement of a deal.
Today's settlement of $787,500,000 represents vindication and accountability. Lies have consequences. The truth does not know red or blue.
The settlement allows Fox to avoid a high-profile trial in which its chief propagandists, including Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Maria Bartiromo, and executives, including Rupert Murdoch, were all expected to be called to testify. Now, that won't happen. And although Fox acknowledged the court's rulings, quote, finding certain claims about Dominion to be false, they will not have to issue an apology. They won't have to admit on air that they spread election lies. Nothing changes. Though the $787.5 million payout marks the largest publicly known defamation settlement in U.S. history involving a media company, Fox has deep pockets with a reported $4 billion on hand, so this is a drop in the bucket to them. The silver lining? It's not over yet. Well, this is over. But bringing up the rear is another similar lawsuit. Dominion had originally asked for $1.6 billion in their defamation suit. Well, another voting technology company, Smartmatic, alleging that Fox broadcast lies that, quote, decimated its business, is seeking $2.7 billion in their suit against the network. After the settlement on Tuesday, Smartmatic released a statement, quote, Dominion's litigation exposed some of the misconduct and damage caused by Fox's disinformation campaign. Smartmatic will expose the rest. He continued, quote, Smartmatic remains committed to clearing its name, recouping the significant damage done to the company, and holding Fox accountable for undermining democracy. I certainly hope so. To be continued. The Supreme Court is expected to make a decision today regarding the legal battle over the drug mifepristone, the first pill given in a medical abortion. It was about 2 weeks ago that a federal judge in Texas, not a doctor, not a scientist, just a radical right-wing anti-abortion activist appointed to the bench by Donald Trump, said mifepristone should not have been approved in 2000 and ruled to stop access to the drug nationwide. So last week, Justice Samuel Alito granted a request from the Biden administration to put a temporary hold on the decision to give the justices more time to review the case. Well, that time is up tonight at midnight. According to a filing yesterday, the anti-abortion doctors urged the Supreme Court to keep mifepristone restrictions in place, stating concerns about the safety of the drug. Nonsense. Mifepristone has been approved by the FDA for more than 20 years and is safer than many other commonly prescribed drugs. A report from the FDA shows that mifepristone users report 5 deaths per million users. Compare that with penicillin, where 20 deaths per million users are reported, and Viagra, 49 deaths per million users. Try to take those boner pills off the market and see how the men react. In other news, Ralph Jarl, the 16-year-old honor student who was shot by an 84-year-old white homeowner because he was black and committed the awful offense of ringing the doorbell at the wrong house when he went to pick up his younger brothers, faces a long recovery as his family fights for justice. The 16-year-old rang a doorbell on April 13th and was shot in the head and arm by the homeowner, who opened fire through a locked glass door without saying anything. The shooter said he was scared of the size of the person who rang his doorbell. Yeah, that's it. His size. That was the issue. Ugh. The homeowner now faces two felony charges. He turned himself in on Tuesday at a detention center and then hours later was released on $200,000 bond. He's expected to be arraigned later today. Well, if you, like me, have been trying to get a second bivalent COVID booster, you should be able to after today. Federal health officials on Tuesday updated their coronavirus vaccine goals, authorizing a second booster of updated Pfizer and Moderna bivalent RNA vaccines for people at high risk, including those over 65 or with weak immune systems. They also approved a single dose of the updated vaccine, which targets both the original and Omicron variants for those seeking a vaccine for the first time. And remember, COVID-19 continues to be a very real risk for many people, with around 300 deaths per day in the U.S. still caused by COVID. So the Senate obstructionist Republicans blocked the Democrats' plans to temporarily replace Dianne Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee with Senator Ben Cardin while Feinstein recovers from a bad case of shingles. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asked for unanimous consent to make the change, which Feinstein requested after facing pressure from her colleagues to give up her seat on the committee or even resign. Well, Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, opposed the move, dooming the request. Feinstein's long absence has left the Judiciary Committee deadlocked with an even number of Democrats and Republicans. That means Democrats have not only been unable to advance about 15 judicial nominees to the Senate floor for a confirmation vote, but Feinstein's absence leaves them without the votes to subpoena Clarence Thomas for a potential hearing. The complaints about Thomas have been referred to a federal panel that oversees the nation's financial disclosure laws. But it's unclear how the committee will evaluate the corruption allegations that involve luxury trips and a real estate transaction with billionaire Harlan Crow that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas failed to report. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.